From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, continue to slow advance on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Intense street battles are reported Tuesday, although one report quotes a rebel fighter saying the assault in the city's south had been repelled. Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts to salvage a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry regretted the decision by both Russia and Syria to pursue a military victory.
We acknowledge in sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war that he has chosen, chlorine gas, barrel bombs against his people. And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Meanwhile, the Russian military said it was deploying air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and off the coast. It brought this reaction from Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
Last I checked, the Russians said that their primary goal was to fight extremism, ISIL and Nusra in Syria, and neither one has an air force. So I would question just what the purpose of the system is.
Russia has deployed similar systems around an air base in Latakia province. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said his government has delayed elections to make sure the country is better prepared for them. He said, "We want to be prepared when we hold the upcoming elections." The DRC Election Commission Saturday said it expected the ballot supposed to take place in November would be pushed back to December 2018. Mr. Kabila's supporters insist logistical and budgetary constraints are the problem. This is VOA News.